For life.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It is I, the Microphone Messiah. I'm joined by the current Bulletcast podcast champion, Poison Scarlet, and Mr. Bulletcast on the Bank, BT Brandon Tanguma. Guys, what's going on?
Hello, hello. It's nice to see everybody.
Yes. Yes.
Better late than never.
Theoretically earlier than usual, but a day or two late. But nonetheless, Friday afternoon, you're going to get the BC. We have a lot to talk about. The most important thing, Jade Cargill has officially signed with World Wrestling Entertainment. The news broke. I mean, it's been everywhere. I mean, it was quick. ESPN, you know, The Ringer, they were the first to interview her. And, you know, she gave some great quotes. I'm going to go over to the official release here. What did it say when... There we go. So it says, breaking, Jade Cargill has signed a multi-year contract with WWE, as first reported by ESPN. Triple H went on to say, a dominant athlete who's here to change the game. Join me in welcoming the newest WWE superstar, Jade Cargill, to the WWE Universe. Yeah, man. I mean, they filmed her going into the PC. They've shown photos of her first official day as a WWE superstar in the Performance Center. This feels like a real just big signing, you know, the way it would happen in you know, traditional sports. Brandon, what are your thoughts on the official signing of Jade Cargill?
Not shocking, as we kind of expected she was going to WWE. I know I might have been a little harsh on her last week, but if you're WWE and you sign her, this is exactly the way you should present her. Present her as a star, throw her out there, get her all over the place, and now it's just up to her if she can live up to her end of the bargain and, you know, become that star in-ring on the mic that a lot of people expect her to be.
Katie.
Absolutely, I completely agree. I think that with the right tools, she's going to blow the roof off of every building that she's in. And she's already taken the steps to do that with AEW. And now we can really see her flourish in WWE.
Absolutely. I mean, in the Ringer podcast, she said a couple of great things. She said reps, something she was not getting in the other company. You know, WWE has a system where they offer you to get reps multiple times in front of a live audience before you're on TV. That's going to be great for her. The coaching staff, obviously, you know, the people down there in the PC and whatnot. Yeah, I mean, this is great. And, you know, like I said, when they present people who come from the other company like this, it gives incentive for, you know, people in AEW to kind of come make the jump. I mean, Cody, massive star in AEW. Even bigger star now that he came back to WWE. Jade Cargill, she, you know, was a homegrown talent there, you know, trained by AR Fox and whatnot. She became a big star there. Now, you know, this is the opportunity to come be an even bigger star. You know what I'm saying? So this is fantastic. I'm happy for her. I can't wait to see what she does. And, you know, we listed off the matches. I mean, Bianca, Rhea, Charlotte, you know, Bailey, Becky, you know, the list goes on and on. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be fantastic. Congrats to Jade Cargill. Can't wait to see what she does. SmackDown recap. The Bloodline stands tall. They take out AJ Styles, and they beat up John Cena like it's 2016. Katie, what are your thoughts?
I mean, it was a brutal beatdown. I'm excited to see what this could mean for Fastlane.
Brandon.
Well, you know, it is nice to finally see John Cena like locked in and actually kind of doing something of substance. In this little run he's done, I think this is the best John Cena's looked. He was actually doing stuff. He seemed intrigued. He seemed, you know, like he wanted to be there finally. And I don't know what they're going to do for Fastlane. If it's going to be AJ Styles, or maybe they played up to be a mystery partner. I mean, I think we're going to talk about it, but you know, LA Knight was supposed to be a big part of this show, but unfortunately he wasn't because he got COVID. So maybe he's going to be the partner. I don't know.
Well, he's rumored to be returning at the SmackDown tonight in SAC, which we'll be in attendance for, so I don't know. We'll see. Bobby Lashley lashes out at the Street Profits after they take a loss to the LWO. He says, if you guys aren't serious, I want all the stuff back. I want all the clothes. Maybe this is now we get the real ruthless aggression from the Street Profits, and they're not kind of tweening back and forth, get different gear that matches the exact same, change the music, just change the whole vibe.
Yeah, I mean, we've been asking for the Street Profits to be different with Bobby Lashley, and so far that hasn't happened. Like, yeah, they're wearing some suits and they're changing like little things, but nothing too major. So hopefully this is kind of the catalyst for that next step, because we've been waiting for it for a while and it just hasn't come. I don't know if they just were nervous or didn't feel it, or this was the plan the whole time.
I don't know. We'll see. Katie.
Yeah, I really want to see more interaction between all of them. I'd like to see them become an actual stable, but we'll see what they got to do in order to make it work.
Yes, Friday Night SmackDown has been electric. And it's going to be even more electric next year in October in 2024. SmackDown is moving to the USA Network. We're not sure the day that it will be airing, but apparently this is a $1.4 billion deal, a 40% increase from when Fox acquired SmackDown a number of years ago for $1 billion. WWE, they are in a prime spot right now, making all the money, the TKO holdings, the merger with Endeavor and UFC and all that stuff that's been going on. So it's a big time. They're making money out the wazoo.
Yeah, good for them. I mean, definitely, I would say USA is desperate to get original programming on their television network. And Fox, as we've talked about, SmackDown's been a great show. Ratings might not have been what they wanted it to be, but I think just WWE over promised what they thought they were going to get. And Fox, I don't even know if Fox was even a bidder or even wanted to re-up with this. So now USA is going to be the home of WWE. What does NXT go? I don't know. Also, there's supposed to be some NBC specials in the works too, whether that's a Saturday Night's Main Event or some other type of programming on NBC.
Yeah, I remember they did a couple Saturday Night's Main Events like back in the mid-2000s. They were great. They did great numbers, I believe. USA has held SmackDown before, like back when it was SmackDown Live and SmackDown was on Tuesday nights and all that other stuff. So this is nothing new. Excited to see what happens. Hulu WWE rights are ending. They were supposed to end a couple days ago on the 24th, but Hulu and WWE came to a agreement to extend until the 29th, which is today. The next day rights. So normally, once midnight hits, you can watch Raw on Tuesday, to watch the whole thing, and SmackDown on Saturday, etc. You know what I'm saying? That's how I've been able to watch over the past few years. It's been great. WWE and Hulu came to this agreement back in September of 2012, so over a 10-year run. Now the partnership is coming to an end. So if you still DVR and all that other stuff, get your DVRs ready. Yes.
Never had Hulu, but as you said, since 2012 they were kind of the first TV streaming places, so it was a nice place to get WWE on demand and stuff. But now with like YouTube TV, Tubi, and whatever the hell else is out there, there's a lot of different options for you to go to WWE.
Matt Riddle officially released from WWE. He broke the news himself. He said he's no longer with the company, so we'll see what the King of Bros does next. His run, is whatever. Did the Fight Pit stuff. Obviously, the stuff with Randy is what really got him over. But apparently just some attitude issues.
Yeah, I mean, he's always been super talented, but just could never get out of his own way, whether it was in WWE or in UFC. And I wonder if the latest round of cuts led to Riddle getting cut, or if this was just going to happen because of the airport incident. He's still really talented, but I just feel I'm kind of out on him. But I still would not be shocked if AEW scoops him up and tries to use something with him. But at this point, it's just like, it's almost kind of like Antonio Brown. It's like, he's very talented, but is he worth the headache? Absolutely not.
Katie.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. It's a matter of, do you really want to work with this person if they're causing issues backstage, if they have an issue with their own behavior? As much as I love Matt Riddle, where does he find himself going later?
That's true.
There's some low-level MMA promotion that'll probably want him.
Yeah, we already talked about LA Knight having COVID. He's been gone for
T's and P's.
Yeah. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. So when he comes back, the pop is going to be massive. Heels has been canceled by Stars. A number of programming has been canceled by Stars. Heels, it's a hot commodity. People seem to love it. Non-wrestling fans enjoy it because of the story that they're telling. I finally got around to watching the whole season too. You can't leave us on that cliffhanger, man. Somebody pick up Stars. Or, I mean, Heels, I'm sorry. Stars, bring back Heels. Or somebody else pick up Heels. Because I need to know. I need to know. Jack Spade did a shooting star press, and now I can't feel his legs. I need to know if he's going to be able to walk again. God damn
it. I haven't watched it yet, so spoilers. But also, it's on my to be watched.
Or how do you know I'm not working? How do you know that?
I watched like 75% of season one. Like, it was fine. It wasn't something like I needed to watch, but I mean, season one got a lot of run. Like, we saw advertisements everywhere, and then season two, like, I know writers actor strike kind of probably played into that, but also being on Stars, it's not the most high end. You know, it's not HBO where you're going to see it everywhere. So I think that probably also has a
I mean, to do the with biggest it, but thing that's ever happened to Stars is what, Power. You know, 50 Cent's his show. Like, that's the, I mean, that has like what, like 5 or 6 spinoffs. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the biggest thing that's ever happened on Stars.
I disagree. It's got Outlander. Outlander's really big. They've got a lot of like historical fantasy type shows that, hey, you know what? Don't knock my historical fantasy girls, okay? Cause we go hard.
Shout out to all the historical fantasy girls out there.
I'm gonna say shout out Power and shout out 50 Cent. We gotta end the club, you know. I'm a PIMP. Hello. Moving on from all of that, apparently Bobby Lashley could be making a bare knuckle fight debut. He said this on a recent podcast he was on. I said there's a fight on the table. He hasn't agreed to it yet, so that could be interesting. You know, he has the MMA background. We'll see.
I mean, the man's in his 40s still. Looks like a Greek god, but...
Hey, man. Hey, that man's still an animal. Don't get him confused with Batista. Hello. Jericho versus Takeshita is going to happen at DDT on November 12th. So that should be interesting to see Jericho, you know, return over to Japan. I think this is the first time he's ever worked with DDT. So, you know, just knocking off another bucket list late into the career of the Ocho. The Elite are the Ring of Honor 6-man tag champs. They have acquired those titles yet again. The Bucks and Hangman, congratulations to them. Christian Cage is officially the TNT champion. Exciting, exciting, exciting collision. You know, you saw the match with Danielson and Ricky Starks, you know. Just a brawl, which apparently that's easier on Brian Danielson's body. So that's why he's doing stuff like that. So, yeah. Any thoughts on all of this?
I mean, why is the Elite your ROH 6-man champions? Like, why aren't they the AEW champions? It makes zero sense. There's too many titles.
Because they have, you know, the ties to Ring of Honor and all this other stuff.
The division between ROH and AEW is non-existent. As I said, so many titles. Why would a woman go after the TBS championship over the Ring of Honor championship or the AEW championship? Like, what do all these titles mean? They mean nothing.
Yeah, you know, it's a problem. And that's another thing Jade Cargill said in her interview. You know, the biggest difference in WWE and AEW? Leadership. Hello. All right, let's hit the fan mail. Let's see what we got going on in the inbox. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Christian actually being the TT champion is great, though.
Yes, I love it. Yes, fantastic. Only person to, I think, what, him and Samoa Joe, the only people to win championships in WWE, TNA, and AEW. Fantastic. All right, let's see what we got here. Robert Walker. My buddy's nephew says that Dom's boos are louder, and I think it might be Don Callis. I went to Grand Slam because I was in town for business, and by God, what a reaction. What do you guys think? Whose boos are loud? Well, I've actually been in the arena for Dominic's boos, you know, so I'll say those.
I probably would lean Dom's, but I mean, it's in this wrestling age, it's kind of like a weird dynamic of how much of it is real heat and how much of it is just people playing into it and just booing for the sake of booing. Also, WWE, I get a little maybe they're fudging with the audio a little bit, either turn the boos up or turn the microphone down. I'm not saying they're not loud, I'm just saying they're maybe overblowing it.
No, this isn't AEW where we play with crowd noise. The boos are real.
Well, they play with crowd lights because they don't sell any tickets.
Well, that too.
You see the ticket sales for like next week's collision is like 1,500 people. Not good.
Dan, with the announcement of Jade Cargill signing with WWE, what other women from AEW would you like to see make the jump to the other company? I'd love to see Serena Deeb. You know, she hasn't really done anything with AEW in a while.
Well, everyone hates her over there, apparently.
I mean,
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah, that's right. That's right. We don't have a 15-word script or a 15-page script about everything that happened with Serena Deeb like we did with CM Punk.
Well, I mean, there's some accusations, which I don't know because it has to. I don't know.
Look,
it seems weird.
Her professional wrestling character. I loved it. You know, her run as NWA Women's Champion was very good. She has ties in WWE. She was in the Straight Edge Society. Bring her back. I mean, that just her technical prowess would be a breath of fresh air in the women's division. I could see her running with Natty. I could see, you know, her going with Becky Lynch. You know, Becky did the kind of little World of Sport match earlier in the year with Bayley. So it could be some good stuff. I'd love to see it. What other women, Katie? You have any thoughts? A woman from AEW to make the jump?
I mean, honestly, I would really love to see Britt Baker make the jump.
Yes, yes. She became a star in AEW. I think she'd become a bigger star in WWE. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I think Britt's kind of stalled out these past few years, you know, yeah, since the COVID era. But yeah, I was going through the roster and like outside of the former WWE women, I couldn't think of one. But the only one that kind of stood out to me was Willow Nightingale. I wonder what she could be in WWE.
I think she'd be fantastic. I really
Oh, do. God, she'd be amazing.
She's super charismatic. She's over like a rover. I think she could do good business. Raw recap, the Judgment Day. Have a segment with, you know, Cody Rhodes calling them out, and then Jey Uso makes an appearance, and then Sammy and KO and JD McDonagh brings the chair to kind of even the odds, which leads to the main event of the show. What'd you think of the opening segment?
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. You know, laying the groundwork for later on, and the Judgment Day continued to be, you know, the catalyst or the, you know, carrying the torch for Raw for those 3 hours.
Yes.
They really are. They're completely dominating the entire show, and it's just been really great to watch them flourish.
It has. That leads to what the main event was, the tag title match. Judgment Day retains over KO and Sammy, and then it just ended in a Pier 6 brawl with everybody.
Yeah, so it does look we might be on the road to War Games.
War Games!
Should be fun.
Yes, it should
be. War Games with no bloodline involved? Well, whoop. Bloodline adjacent, kind of.
You use the adjacent. You've been around me too long, man. I appreciate that. Dominic retains the North American title against Dragon Lee. A hell of a match. One of Dominic's best matches to date. Good stuff. Very good stuff. Dragon Lee, the former three-time King of Indies winner.
I mean, I would argue this is Dom's best singles match. Like, just pure in-ring wrestling-wise, I thought it was really good. You know, shout out Dragon Lee, one of the best guys out there. And who would have thought Rey Mysterio's son would be the base for a luchador? But, you know, it's the times we live in these days.
Well, he was the base, you know, with the holding of the hand and all that, yes. Good stuff by Dominic. Rollins and Nakamura are going to go last man standing at Fastlane. Now, this is a creative way. You know, you have Seth lose the championship without really getting beat. I'm going to see it. I'll see it.
Possibly.
Well, if not, then what?
I don't know. But then last man standing, that's kind of like a babyface thing to win. You don't really see babyfaces losing last man standing matches all that often.
Tommaso Ciampa as a heel beat Johnny Gargano, a babyface, in Last Man Standing.
And that was one of the best storylines in NXT or wrestling in the past few years. Now,
I mean,
Shinsuke and Seth isn't exactly
we're not talking about the story. We're just talking about a babyface losing, and that was an example.
And it's because the story called for it.
It just made sense for, you know, Johnny wasn't ready to win the title, you know, internally, you know, the internal looks.
I mean, I'm not opposed to Shinsuke winning the championship. I think this you know, new iteration of him, you know, speaking more Japanese, we're getting the subtitles, which I've always asked for.
Honestly, before. Bro, if he loses again, it's just going to be the same stuff. Like, just do it. Just pull the trigger. The world heavyweight title, and we need some champions. We need a little list real quick, you know. Let's put it on Shinsuke. Nakamura. Tegan Nox defeats Natty. She's earned an opportunity at the NXT Women's Champion, whoever it may be. You know, whoever it may be, after No Mercy this Saturday.
yeah, they kind of awkwardly acknowledged the rumors that Tegan Nox was supposed to be in the match, and then she wasn't, so that was kind of weird. But I mean, good for Tegan. I think she's super talented, and she deserves more, but I think her ceiling is higher than the NXT championship, but unfortunately injuries have kind of hampered her.
It's a nice little start. It's a start, brother. It's a start, man. The NXT championship has been elevated, you know, with the Becky Lynch of it all, so we'll see. Miz TV, Drew McIntyre is a guest, New Day comes out, you know, they make references. Yeah. And then it leads to Kofi versus Drew McIntyre. Drew Claymore and Kofi's head off. Good stuff.
Yeah, Drew, I think, has been his slow but kind of obvious heel turn. I think they've told a nice story there. And wouldn't be shocked if, you know, Drew, if Seth does retain, he's the next challenger. Or if Cody does stay on Raw or something like that, maybe Cody and Drew, you know, in the wintertime into Royal Rumble. But if he's signed up, which we still haven't heard anything about that, but he was just at like the country awards or something or another. So he's like still doing appearances and working for WWE outside of it. So I'm liking what I'm seeing so far from Drew.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. 1000%. All right. Let's get into the no mercy of it all. Let's see. Bron Breakker versus Baron Corbin. I know Bron's been very aggressive lately, but I'd like to see Corbin get
a win. He killed a man.
Yeah, well, that's true. I'd like to see Corbin get a win here.
I think you just keep Bron Breakker relatively strong.
You just hate Baron Corbin. That's all this is.
I mean, yeah. I used to like Baron Corbin back in the day, but now that was like 6 years ago. He's like my new Dolph Ziggler. Since Dolph Ziggler's gone, Baron Corbin's the new Dolph Ziggler for me.
Extremely talented guys. Why? Like, I don't understand what's wrong with you, man. No, you've been brainwashed by all this flippy-do stuff that you don't appreciate great workers.
It's not like it's Dragon Lee versus Baron Corbin. I'm picking Bron Breakker over Baron Corbin.
No, you don't appreciate great workers. That's all this is. Noam Dar versus Butch for the NXT Heritage Cup. This has really become Noam Dar's thing since, you know, the Alicia Fox. It'd be nice to see Butch, you know, walk around with that on SmackDown. I give it to Butch.
I mean, I just don't think we're going to get Butch on. I mean, we could get it Butch on NXT because there's a lot of WWE people down there, but I think you just keep with Noam Dar because that's kind of his only shtick. That's his only thing he has right now.
Katie?
Let him have that.
I mean, I kind of want Butch, in all honesty. I like watching him.
All right. Massive tag team match. The Family versus the Creed Brothers versus Los Lotharios versus OTM for the NXT Tag Team Championships. Keep it on the Family. Let them have their run. Or actually, you know what? Screw it. Give it to Los Lotharios. Why not?
I was thinking about Los Lotharios because they have been doing some, you know, rebuild, repackaging of them. So I wouldn't be shocked if they do win. But, you know, I'm with you, Philip. Give it to Los Lotharios.
Katie, you have an opinion on this one?
I mean, I would give it to Los Lotharios.
All right. Can Trick Williams whoop that trick at Dominic Mysterio and take home the NXT North American title? He is the replacement for Mustafa Ali. Dominic Mysterio actually talked about the Mustafa Ali release on In the Click with Baby Huey. Go check that out. Yeah, giving it to Dom Dom. I mean, let him keep the run going.
Agree. I mean, we're obviously kind of on the road for Trick and Carmelo to do something, and I don't think that needs to be a title versus title. I think Trick can lose this, and it'll be interesting to see how this match actually plays out because Dom usually is the less experienced of the two. And Dom, I would say, is better than Trick, even though that's not saying too much. So this match, hopefully they keep it short and sweet because it could be on the verge of a catastrophe.
That is possible.
Yep, I completely agree. And give it to Dom.
All right, Becky Lynch defends the NXT Women's title in an Extreme Rules match against Tiffany Stratton. I think we're going to see a different side of Tiffany Stratton, a more aggressive side, you know, the proving the pretty girl can get down and dirty and fight. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
Becky wins.
I think Tiffany gets the title back. I don't think it's a good idea to just have Becky down there and lose it after a couple weeks, but, you know, it's an Extreme Rules match. You can do some sort of story where someone interferes or something gets involved and that kind of derails Becky and she goes to do something else. So, yeah, I mean, I would say Stratton, but I'm not in love with it.
I wish we were in the build. I wish I was in the building for this one, man. Carmelo Hayes versus Ilya Dragunov for the NXT Championship. I love Carmelo Hayes. I watched him on the Indies as Christian Casanova. I think Ilya could take it, bro. I feel like he could. I don't know where to go with this one. I don't. It literally can go either way.
Now that my Chad Gable pick to dethrone Gunther has completely gone off the rails, I think Ilya's a definite possibility to get a call up and beat Gunther. I think Jey Uso's another one, but I think Carmelo retains. Almost like Carmelo Anthony. He retains and
Carmelo Anthony.
You know, shout out Carmelo.
I had some Carmelo Anthonys back in the day. The black ones with like the blue soles. Yay.
I had some like the first Jordans ever had. I don't know if they were actually Carmelo's, but they were Denver Nuggets blue.
Shout out to them Denver Nuggets. This is Denver Nuggets blue, basically, right?
Yeah. That's the old school Denver Nuggets. Yeet. Now they're a little darker. Defending reigning NBA world champions.
Yeet. All right. Katie, Carmelo or Ilya?
Ilya.
All right. AEW, Don Callis family promo. Brandon, take us through it.
Yeah, you know, a lot of promos on this show. They had Don Callis come out with Takeshita. They went to Japan and like literally killed Kota Ibushi with a kettlebell, which I thought might have been a tad bit too much. But we get a heel promo from Sammy Guevara, and I think that's much needed. He's not exactly the best promo in the world, but I think he is much better suited as a heel than a babyface. And so we're going to get a trios match.
He has a babyface moveset, so he has to be a babyface.
Yeah, he goes on top of ladders and looks into the camera and does his little "I'm crazy" before he does a swanton. So, but I think he's much better suited as a heel. And if Ty Mello comes back, add her to the family. I think that can be a great dynamic.
Yeah, with his Scarface inspired Tron.
Bring the baby too. Just have a heel baby. We haven't had a heel baby in a while.
When have we ever had a heel baby?
I don't know. It just sounds like a good
idea. The hand that Mae Young gave birth to.
Yep, that's the Snitsky baby that he punted.
Well, the baby wasn't a heel Snitsky. Snitsky's wrestling again, guys. He's wrestling in like the Northeast somewhere.
Shout out Snitsky. It wasn't his fault.
Yeah, the Northeast is doing great stuff. I do want to say this real quick. Afa Jr., the former Manu in WWE, is having some health issues. There's a GoFundMe, I believe, set up. You can locate that. Prayers up to Afa Jr., man. Okay, let's continue with AEW.
Yeah. The big news, Adam Cole, we saw him roll his ankle last week, and he announced that he's going to be gone for a while. So, once again, this MJF Adam Cole storyline kind of gets derailed, and it has to go off to do something else. But, positive, looks like we're getting Switchblade versus MJF, and I thought this was just a fantastic promo, mostly from Jay White's side. I think he's been not like just withering away with the guns, but finally, he gets into the main event title scene, and this is what I've been asking for. And the MJF babyface run, I do not think it's worked, like, at all. And I think Switchblade should win and should be the new world champion.
Kangaroo kick!
Oh, yeah, it's all so fun and games. And then we go on a boat, and we hook the Big Show, Captain Insano with a fish hook, and we're all drinking beers together. And that's so great in our world championship title scene. No? Okay. But yeah, Jay White finally being in the main event seat. You absolutely love to see it. But T's and P's to Adam Cole. Just can't catch a break.
He cannot as a man who's hurt his ankle. I feel for him. I do.
We had a Christian and Darby Allin sit down with Jim Ross. I thought this was fantastic. Christian just being despicable, being just the dirtbag that he is.
Is Darby Allin's father dead?
I know, but his uncle's dead.
Okay.
So
he was like a father to him. So he
went down that route. Setting up Wrestle Dream on Sunday. Just Darby has quietly been a very good promo. Like, he just repetition after repetition. He was not good when he first came to AEW, but I think he's probably one of the best, at least non WWE, you know, AEW grown promos that they have on that roster.
I mean, I remember the Four Pillars promo when they were all in the ring together. I thought Darby was excellent there. So yeah.
Main event segment. Technically, shout out to the women. We had a main event women's match kind of with Willow and Julia Hart. But the main event segment was a contract signing between Hangman Adam Page and Swerve Strickland.
Why is this match happening?
Basically, Swerve is jealous of Hangman. He's trying to get the best out of him, and Hangman's talking about he's talking about depression without like talking about depression and him not living up to his talents and him going through some things.
Look, I'm gonna do everybody a favor. Go over to Pro Wrestling Unlimited's Instagram. Shout out Tim, great guy. He's been on the show. He posted a reel, just kind of like AEW is not the best right now. This story is one of the reasons why he said that. It just doesn't make any sense. It really just kind of came out of nowhere. You know,
I mean, I'm down on the AEW product too.
If Swerve is jealous of Hangman, why is he jealous of him now? Why didn't he confront him like 2 months before this?
Well, because he was, he was dealing with Sting and Darby and.
But if he was really upset about this, then why didn't he kind of just leave that alone and go do this?
Because he was busy with something. Now he has his eyes set on Hangman.
He can't multitask?
No, he can't.
Multitasking is not a thing that is allowed in AEW. I remember NXT when Samoa Joe had like four different enemies at the same time.
Well, Samoa Joe was like fighting CM Punk, and then he was fighting Shane Taylor, and then like a week later, he shoved MJF, so then he was fighting him. Just so, like, I guess Samoa Joe is the only person in AEW who can multitask.
I guess. Mystery Attackers?
Yeah, is that a question? You don't know what I'm talking about?
No, I know what you're
talking Nobody about. Watched the show?
I saw.
Just hate to see it, but
I saw a very thin person in the devil mask of Maxwell Jacob Friedman once wore. The devil mask was in the on the locker room side of Adam Cole at one point a few weeks ago. So,
Yeah. So after Jay White cuts a promo healing it up against MJF, which I said was good. Now you close the show with Switchblade, the heel, getting attacked by like four or five guys, blacked out with the MJF mask. Are we supposed to feel sympathetic for Jay White? Are we supposed to boo MJF for possibly doing this? What does MJF care if he just says it wasn't me, I didn't do it? Like, I feel like that was one of those things where it seems like a great idea in theory. Like, oh my God, we're going to close out the show with a mystery angle. What's going to happen? And then it just doesn't make any sense. I have more of an issue with this than the Jay White or the Switch or Swerve. Adam Cole or Adam Page, too many Adams, too many S's. Hangman and Swerve. Storyline.
Too many S's. Switchblade, Swerve, Adam Cole, Adam Page. You couldn't do that.
And don't miss out on Brian Cage and Brian, Adam Page.
Hangman, Adam Page, Brian Cage, Christian Cage, Ethan Page, Rage Cage.
A lot of ages.
I might throw a cage on my name, I might just do that.
Sage. Former Page, Saraya.
Yes. We'll have to wait to see. Let's see how Tony Khan saves this one, Superstar Spotlight, do we have one? I don't know if I have one.
No one's been a superstar.
So, everyone's been a superstar.
Jade Cargill for making the jump. Congratulations. I'm glad you're doing this. You deserve it.
We're not doing that stupid chant.
But she deserves it. She deserves.
I don't care. Wrestling fans have.
She deserves to go be a true star.
This is awesome. You deserve it. All those, you still got it. All those chants can just bug her right off.
I mean, but when something's truly awesome, we can't chant, this is awesome?
Is Brandon even a wrestling fan?
No, I know what he means. No, believe me, I know what he means. Because, like, there'll be, like, a suicide dive at the beginning of a match. This is awesome. Like, no, let's stop. Let's stop that. Now, if we're, like, 10, 15 minutes in, and then we start the chant, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Like, we can do that. I know somebody who hates the... Like when people are like grappling and somebody's like wrestling, I know a guy who absolutely hates that. Like no shit, this is wrestling. Oh man, let's talk about all the stuff going on. SmackDown in Sacktown. It is going down. Golden One Center. I will be in attendance. Former Bulletcast champion Mex Mendoza will be with me also. We are going to be chopping it up. Baby Huey will be in attendance. So if you see any of us, come out, say hi. Lodi Con is going on Saturday. Brandon, all three of us will be there.
We will.
All three of us will be there.
We are?
Yes, the Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle will be in attendance.
Excited.
Yes, you never know. A lot of other great stars. Go listen to the preview I did with Mike Miller. It's always a great time talking to Mike. I love him. And then Raw in San Jose, I will be in attendance for that. If you see me, come up, say hello. If you don't want to talk to me, that's fine too. If you're making the trip over to No Mercy, enjoy that. If you're going to the WWE House Show at the Chase Center this weekend, enjoy that. A lot of good stuff going on in the NorCal area when it comes to professional wrestling. WWE has invaded. Not only that, I know what Wednesday's Dynamite is in Stockton. So if you're going to that, enjoy. And tickets have gone on sale for a Collision Rampage taping November 10th at the Oakland Arena. So, yes, enjoy all that. Thank you guys so much. We will be back next week. Hopefully the regular Thursday at noon release. Thank you guys so much. As always, be safe and stay dangerous. I guess I am. And if you want to prove it to you now, here's the feeling in the time and everything that we did. Listen to the senators connecting it, moving on everything that's pronouncing it. Everything we did in the time now with the testament. Here is the feeling when we live on the stage. It's everything we do, turning the page. Nobody doesn't like us. The feeling when we move, we are excited. Elite podcasting. I know you like it. Yeah. The Bullet Cast, feel us. The Bullet Cast, feel us. The Bullet Cast, feel us. Elite podcast, we are. The Bullet Cast now, feel us. The Bullet Cast now, feel us. Elite podcast, no, we are. Elite podcast, no.
This has been the Bullet Cast. Thank you for listening.